Today's lesson will be on food preparation methods. We'll be focusing on reasons for cooking, methods of heat transfer, and principles of cooking. What is cooking? It is a process of preparing food by applying heat to transform food to change flavor, texture, appearance, and nutritive value. Reasons for cooking. 1. To destroy bacteria. 2. To preserve food. 3. To provide hot food in cold weather. 4. To enhance flavor. 5. To make food appetizing and attractive. 6. To provide a variety. Methods of heat transfer. The first method is conduction. Energy is transferred by direct contact. This is the direct flow of heat through material resulting from physical contact. For example, when the flame of a gas burner touches the saucepan, heat is conducted to the pan. The metal of the pan then conducts the heat to the surface of the food lying in that pan. Some materials conduct heat better than others. Note briefly, water is a better conductor of heat than air. In deep fat frying, the heat is transmitted from the hot fat to the food. Food is cooked quicker in fat as fat can be heated to temperatures far above that of boiling water. Secondly, convection. Energy is transmitted by mass motion molecules. This is the transfer of heat through air or liquid currents. It is the natural movement of molecules in a fluid from a warmer area to a cooler one. Hot air rises and replaces the cooler air. This sets up a flow from bottom to top and from top to bottom. The current moves in a vertical direction around solid materials. Convection current is involved in cooking food in water, in deep fat frying, and baking in an oven. Third, radiation. Cooking energy is transferred by waves of heat or light striking the food. Radiant energy travels in a straight line, Categories in principles of cooking. There are three categories, which are dry, moist, and combination methods. Dry methods, heat applied directly to food. Moist methods, heat applied through a medium of liquid. Dry methods, high temperatures are used in dry cooking, and this has different effects on the physical appearance of the food and nutritive value. Example, baking, grilling, barbecuing, dry frying. Moist methods. Relatively low temperatures are used, which may slow down, prolong the cooking time of some foods. Example, boiling, poaching, steaming, stewing, braising, deep frying, and shallow frying. The liquid medium may be water, steam, stock, milk, fruit juice, wine, or beer. Suitable foods for dry methods. Dry frying, sausages, bacon, pork chops. During the cooking, oil will be produced by the food and sticking will occur. Grilling, steak, chops, fish, chicken. This is a quick and convenient method of cooking. The food is placed on a greased grill rack, which is turned in place
in a pan to collect food juices. Barbecuing. Sausages, burger, kebabs, corn on the cob. This method is similar to grilling, but food is placed over radiant heat of the coal instead of under the source. Baking. Bread, cakes, casserole, fish, puddings. This is similar to roasting in the oven, but covers a wider range. Turkey, leg of ham, done on a split rotating oven, over radiant heat or in an oven. Suitable foods for moist methods. Shallow frying, vegetable, steak, pancake, eggs, omelette, chops. Deep frying, fritters, french fries, potatoes. Boiling, corned beef, salt meat, ground provision, such as starchy vegetables, jams and jellies. Food is cooked by completely immersed in water, kept at a boiling point. Steaming. Tough meat, neck, tail, older fowl, stripe, and fresh vegetables. This is a slow method of cooking. Foods cooked by this method are flavorful because juices are retained. Braising. Beef, rabbit, lamb, chicken. This is a combination of frying and stewing. Poaching. Egg, fish. This method involves simmering food in a shallow pan of water for a short time. Only quick cook foods may be done by this method.